hell is that? Oh my god.
Hello!
Said welcome back to Momsters.
Oh my god, cannot hear.
I'm Carmi. That is my pregnancy mood.
Grateful
and grumpy.
What in the world do you have in your hands?
She was a two-push baby. It was, I basically threw her up.
It's a terrible experience. Your brother. Anyway.
Wait a minute, hold on. I'm Laurie. My appendix almost burst, and I'm driving myself to the emergency room. So-and-so's going to tell their parents that they're gay tonight. If they need us to pick them up, we'll pick them up. She doesn't want to hold a big, long thing in her hands. Welcome back to Momsters.
Welcome to Momsters Season 2. Back by popular demand of at least one person that's not in our family.
I could count two.
Oh, two.
Yes, I could count two. Yes, I can. Who actually listened to Season 1.
All right.
All right, and now we're back for Season 2.
Lily's loving it. Lily,
she's grown much since Season 1.
Yes, she's a big girl now.
Yes. So I was interviewed on, I was a guest on a podcast.
Ooh, yay.
Yeah. So the name of the podcast is Blazed and Confused. Ooh. And I know. And it was Joel and Becker. And they're two radio guys. And they now have a podcast, which is about getting blazed, if you know what I mean. And very confused. And they asked, I was on as a medium, and they were asking me lots of spiritual, spooky questions. But in the meantime, they did what you do when you have a podcast that is titled Blazed and Confused.
Yeah,
so
blazed.
There was a lot of extra activity going on. And yeah. I will admit, I left there quite baked, even though I didn't do anything. So anyway, I get into the house, and thank God my son cooked dinner, because all I needed was food.
Oh yeah.
And then sleep. And I think the next morning when I woke up, I was still baked. Is that possible?
Is it possible? If you, well, I probably not, no. But.
Yeah. I was so baked, I felt like I was going to vomit. I'm like, this is no fun. But for a while, it was a lot of fun. So needless to say, I can't go for if I ever wanted to, a job interview in the next 30 days, because God knows what's in my system.
I mean.
And they were perfectly fine. One of the guys at work was joking with me that I'm a lightweight.
If you're interviewing with somebody who's not going to hire you because you test positive for cannabis, then that's probably not the company for you.
Exactly.
You're probably not a very progressive, forward-thinking company.
Agree.
Especially since medicinal marijuana is so prevalent.
I agree. Yes. And both of them have medicinal marijuana cards. So
sick.
There you go.
So what did you talk about on the podcast?
So we talked about, me and how I got started in spirituality, and we did, they did like a trivia, 60-second trivia with me, where they asked me questions and I had to give answers. One of the questions was, who is the god of the sea? And my answer was Jason Momoa, Aquaman, even though so yes. Wrong. I knew it was wrong, but yeah, I mean, really. Good. Yeah. Poseidon was the correct answer, but I did pretty well with most of them.
It depends on which mythology you're in.
I know. Yes. I thought Neptune, but they said Poseidon. I don't know. I was not going to argue with them, though I could have. just, we talked about whatever we wanted to talk about. It was fun. And then they did a trivia with back and forth. They asked each other questions and I was the lifeline for both of them and got my questions correct as the lifeline.
So you were a helpful lifeline.
I was a helpful lifeline, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was really fun. They're very interesting and entertaining. And before I even went on as a guest, I listened to their show and I thought that the show was entertaining enough to listen to again. So cool. It was fun. It was really fun.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I did that to try and be hip and cool. And that broadcast will be coming, that'll be released on the 21st of August.
August 21st.
Yeah, so not so far away. Yeah, but they're not like us. Like, they don't video. They just do vocals.
I don't hate that. Do you have to drop everything?
Don't you yell at my face.
Lily went to the doctor's today. She's doing very well.
How is she growing?
She didn't get any taller. And she's 30% of her weight, so she's fine.
That's a Star Wars thing she's playing with, isn't it?
Our doctor was very impressed. It is the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Doctor was very impressed that she pulls herself up on furniture and like scooches, but she's very determined to get moving. So, God help.
Robbie didn't walk until he was like 14 months. Maria walked at like 9 and a half.
Yeah, same with like Lincoln didn't care at all.
I thought I had longer. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, I have time. No, she had like, she started walking and never stopped.
Yep, it's gonna be rough.
Yeah, had a true mind of her own.
All right.
So, speaking of children, she starts college next week. College.
Tell us where she's going. Tell us what she's majoring in.
She is majoring in early childhood education and she's going to play softball in college, which is like a whole new thing because at first she decided she wasn't going to. So I put the deposit down on that school and then I don't know whatever's going to happen to that money because it's lost in the ethers now because she changed schools so she could play softball at school B. So now so that's all going on. Mm-hmm. Yes, so she'll stay home for her first semester, bless you. And then second semester, she will dorm.
Oh, that's
so
it.
We'll see. Yes. Oh, I know what else. Well, and my son, Robbie, graduated summa cum laude from Kutztown University. Robbie. So, yeah, that was really, really cool. And he finished his internship with the New Jersey
Film Commission.
Yeah. Yes, Film Commission, Film and Television
it's
Commission.
It's an offshoot of the New Jersey Economic Development Authority, yes. Which is a government entity that directs tax money and incentives towards economic development in the state. So small businesses, film is Robbie's focus. They do a lot of stuff.
Yes.
They do a lot of incentives and they really help the state out.
Yeah. So he did. But, so he's now, job hunting in that profession, which is pretty cool. She has the Millennium Falcon, not you, Mom. Okay. There you go. it's like, here I am and here's the Falcon. So that was pretty cool. I now have two birds as pets.
Yes, I have a bunny.
Yes. This was and you have a bunny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bunny's a menace. The bunny, Obi-Bun Kenobi, very cute name. Bunny's a menace. Oh, the bunny just eats everything. Everything. And bunnies poop a lot. She's cute. She also is a female bunny, which we found out after we named her. Not that it matters. She's very androgynous. How is life with birds?
I like them. They're a bit messier than I thought they would be. Yeah?
Yes. I decided we're not doing any more pets that poop inside after this. Do they wake you up? Are they loud?
I tune them out at this point.
That's fair.
The really interesting thing with them is when I'm doing a reading and things are getting like really interesting in the reading or like very truthful or I didn't even know, like just get Lily and Aunt Laura need a drink. So anyway, the birds will chirp and they'll chirp louder as things get like more in depth in the reading. It's very cool. It's like they could sense the energy. That's love it. Just love it.
Lincoln likes birds.
What do you mean he likes the spirits?
No, he likes birds.
Oh. Well, we let ours fly around the house.
We let the bunny jump around sometimes. Hop around. She gets along surprisingly well with the dogs.
Oh, that's good. Nobody's tried to eat her yet?
No, they boop her sometimes. And she's about the same size as Mufasa, so that's funny. But no, they're pretty good.
So apparently it's not a very mom thing to let your birds fly around the house. Like a lot of moms, when I tell them that, go.
apparently it's not cool to let your dog sleep in bed either, but we do that.
Whatever. Since when have we ever been the normal moms, right?
Apparently people.
Whatever. Boring lives. Boring lives. But I will say, those birds, man, they come in. You could hear them like flying in next to you. It is a little scary sometimes, but I love them. Kermit and Perry.
Down the street right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So what about your kids? What are they up to besides Lily drinking there?
Lily's starting to walk. She could say mama and dada. She really wants to say other things. She could pretty much eat anything she wants now. Lincoln's going to be going back to preschool next month, which is exciting and incredibly expensive. stupid expensive. And yeah, they're doing really well. We've been having a fun summer. We're going for walks. We need to start going to the beach more. We got the boat in the water, so that's cool.
Yeah, well, this would not be the weekend to do that.
Well, not this weekend. It's gonna
okay.
Don't go in the water in New Jersey this weekend. There's river tides. They're really, really bad. Unless you're Patrick. My husband's decided.
No, no. Not even your husband.
You said he's a collegiate level swimmer.
okay. Woo!
Ooh, we lost the Millennium Falcon. Very sad. Okay, what is our next topic?
So we wanted to do something a little different this season with Momsters, and we're now doing a second, a segment. We'll have to edit that out. It's a new tongue. Called Find It or F*** It. So what that means is you either have to like run out right away and get it, or it's just really not worth it. So I think you have the Find It, don't you?
Yes. Do you want me to show you now?
Yes, you could show me now because I don't even know what this is.
No, Robbie, do you have one, by the way? Do you have one in your house right now? Is it in
no.
There yet? Okay. All right,
ready? We're supposed to be getting one.
No.
Oh.
No one's getting one. Ready?
What the hell is that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's one. Okay. These are the boo-boos. Boo-boo. Boo-boos are like scary little monster things.
Okay.
All right. And
is that rainbow?
They're kind of the equivalent of
not Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies or like babies. Troll dolls in the 90s. Yeah. And also very addictive because of the way that they are sold on the website. No, I missed the drop, Rob. Oh my God, I missed the drop. This is problematic. It's okay because I have all these sets. This is okay. Okay. So the website is Pop Mart. And they came out with this product in 2023, and nobody really cared. They just sat on the shelves, sat there, wasting away the little boo-boos. And then all of a sudden, in, I guess, what, the beginning of 2025? I don't even know when. It just trickled its way down to me, so it has to have been a couple of months ago. Somebody found Jennie from Blackpink. Do you know what Blackpink is?
No.
It's a band. Okay. So Jennie from Blackpink is a K-pop band, I think. She put a Labubu, little scary doll, on her Chanel bag or whatever her designer bag was. I don't know if it was Chanel or Dior or whatever. And then they exploded, and everybody in the world needs to have a Labubu now. So these products that sat on the shelves for 2 years are now the most coveted item of the summer, and they come in little packs, and you open them up, and it's like a surprise which one you get, and there are extra special ones in every box that are like chaser items that you only get one in every 72 packs. So and then the website has totally exploited the fandom, so they have, you know, a whole list of items on this website, but there's like three things for sale, and every once in a while they'll do one of these releases at 10 p.m. and guess what time
when all the kids are asleep and their parents are awake. Is this like a kid thing, or is it a
both?
Okay, like is your son saying mommy?
Yes. So Lincoln loves them, which makes it easier on me when I order 12 of them to explain it to my husband.
12.
But think of it this way. Remember when it was when Beanie Babies were the trend, and mm-hmm. I had a bunch of Beanie Babies, but also you were like in your 20s and all your roommates also had Beanie Babies? Like mm-hmm. that's kind of the thing. Okay. Everybody wants them. They're like the it item right now.
Okay.
There's some Labubus that are like hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and there's some that are thousands of dollars, and the resale market on these things is, I missed every single thing tonight. That's fine. I don't have
so
to buy
it. So technically, show me what it looks like again, because I'll tell you what it reminds me of. Go ahead.
This is, what do we call this one? Loyalty, I think. Loyalty.
Okay. So they have really big eyes. And they're furry, and their faces are like plastic-ish, correct?
Vinyl.
Okay. And I would go with the making of it's almost like a Teletubby.
They have Teletubby ones.
There you go. Also, Tubby custard all the way.
Should have jumped on that. I didn't know. But yeah, these are my entire life now, I guess.
Yeah. But they remind me of Teletubbies because they had just the face and everything else is material.
I had to get this one resale because they're very difficult to get online and I didn't want to wait. So I paid an extra $15 to get it verified through StockX. So it's definitely for sure real, but
mm-hmm. wow. Yeah, and you're letting your
just spending 10-month-old whole day chew on it. The website.
Or whatever, yeah.
So yeah, they're my best friends. And, oh, Rob, you got to figure out which episode. I'm talking to Robbie, who's like off screen. Bob's Burgers, where Linda has those little porcelain dolls. And she's like, if you're not real, then why? What does she say? Oh, if you're not real, then why do I feel this way? Little babies. We got to find that.
Okay.
Yeah, they're my babies. These are my children now. These guys. I've got so many. I have all of them. I have to have all of them.
Okay. So like, Do you feel this is like making up for something in your childhood?
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I don't know. I'm sure it's making up for something. But because also,
I can't remember anything in my children's childhood that I went out and like purchased, you know, a million of them because they were like, we have to have them.
BBs.
Maybe Lego sets, but like
web pins. Remember those things? I don't know.
But we didn't have a lot of them.
Oh, Transformers. How many Transformers do you have?
We were supposed to count them.
This though is much more, this is much more like gambling because of the surprise aspect. So there's people that like chase these that I've seen on TikTok that just try to get the pop boxes because if you get one, you get a dopamine rush because you finally got in and got the darn box, right? Robbie did this. This is real. So you get a little hit of dopamine when you finally get the product and then you're like, now I have to buy it. See, there you go. Some Transformer there.
Okay, here's a Transformer.
Is it a Transformer?
I don't have any idea.
Guess its name. Okay, is it Predaking? Nope,
no.
It's not Predaking. Well, I don't, that's it. That's all I got.
I have no idea because it has a beak on it.
Yes.
So it's Swoop. I don't even know where a Swoop came from. I don't even think. All I know is Bumblebee, Optimus Prime, Barricade, of course Megatron.
Oh,
but
I know them all now. Oh, I guess we're just going to stick with that.
Yeah.
You're not real.
Yes. Well, you know what? Robbie was into cars, so we did buy a lot of cars. Not Transformer cars, but.
Our family, though, got dolls that we weren't allowed to play with. How many of those stupid porcelain dolls that my grandmother bought me that I was never allowed to take out of?
You know how many I have? Zero. None.
I got them all.
Yeah, you got them all. I didn't get any.
In the top of my closet for 30 years. When I finally passed them down to my daughter, who now wants Labubus.
Yeah, I don't know what you do with those dolls.
At least these are...
Okay, first of all, I find dolls creepy.
Well, those dolls are. Those are dolls are objectively creepy. They are scary.
Yeah, like that's... They are possessed. Like, that's not something...
I have a dance partner too.
I want in my room.
An arm, very sad. Yeah.
I don't know who that is. It looks like a baby Optimus, but I don't think so.
Maybe it's you.
It's Ironhide? Oh, okay.
He's red.
That came from the expert.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to say find it. Love it. Fantastic.
Okay. Find it. Find it.
Get yourself a Labubu.
Well, I will say this. As the aunt, okay? And there are many people who are my age that are grandparents. It would be a good gift for a grandchild. They don't have eyes that come off. They're relatively safe. Yeah. So
it says that you're not supposed to play with it if you're under 15, but whatever. I mean, if you swing this, they're technically keychains. So you could definitely knock someone out with this. But you could take the little thing off and it would be a little safer for your child.
I am sure a child that age has thrown things that were much worse than that. Like blocks, cars. Yeah. I think I'd rather be hit by a Labubu than, you know, a Hess truck.
Step on a Lego. Oh, nothing's worse than
that is
on
the
Lego
worst.
There is no
ever.
Pain.
Like stepping
pain
on a Lego.
Your body.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. Now we come to the part of the segment where we say, "F*** it." And I feel that you know more about this topic than I do.
Yeah, so I don't have a product for this. I have a person for this week.
Okay.
And it is Kim effing Davis. Kim effing Davis. Kim Davis, who, let's put to the side the fact that Kim Davis uses the sanctity of both Christian and legal marriage as her personal doormat in her personal life. We're not going to talk about that. We will talk about that. Whatever. You do you, girl. Why is it this person's life mission to be the poster woman for anti-LGBT litigation? Just get a different job, woman. Get a different job.
Do you think she just wants to be famous?
She already met the Pope. What else is there for her to
do? There's millions of people who met the Pope. That doesn't make you famous just because you met the Pope. Heck, we could probably name 10 people off the... we could probably name 5 people off the top of our heads that met the Pope.
She got... Not gonna go there.
That's a whole other show.
She got all the infamy that she could have possibly needed from the first round, where she absolutely refused to do her job as a civil clerk and sign people's marriage licenses. And now again, she's suing again because the Supreme Court asked for it. They're like, hey guys, while we're in the middle of the Dobbs decision, you know, ripping apart women's rights for the sanctity of a clump of cells that are smaller than a cancer mass that have more personhood than I do now in Texas. I digress.
Deep breath.
So in a footnote in that decision, Supreme Court all-star Clarence Thomas said, hey, you know what, guys? I think that you should send me some other cases where we tear apart Griswold, which is your right to birth control, Loving, which is your right to interracial marriages, which he's a part of, and Obergefell, which is your right to gay marriage. And so hearing those signals from the Supreme Court, we have a group of radicals led by poster woman Kim Davis, again, fighting to take away your right to marry whomever you love.
Good. Yeah. Yep. Covered that child's ears. Yeah, really, like, that's the first time she's ever heard it.
Just go, like, go on vacation, lady. Do some deep breathing. Get some tea. You know what? Maybe get some special tea. Some special brownies, maybe. Maybe that's what you need. But, you know, you're gonna die on this mountain that gay people aren't allowed to have the same marriage rights that you have. And again, we're not going to talk about this, but maybe like look at yourself in the mirror a little bit.
Do you know I can marry people, couples, same sex couples, even I can marry them
anyway, except in
the, and I'd be happy to do so. Give me a call. Actually, that's my specialty, are not orthodox weddings.
We had a non-orthodox wedding and we got in a lot of trouble, but we eloped
because Disney. Nobody knew about it, or because you did it in Disney?
All of the things. It was still worth it.
Well, you know what though, I wanted to get married by Elvis.
You know who told me to elope? Aunt Angie.
Oh, I thought I told you to elope.
You also told me to elope, but Aunt Angie, before she died, she was like, this family is going to ruin your wedding. Just to
She would have been right.
So it was
nice. We ruin a lot of things, don't we?
We're just big people. We're a lot. A lot of emotion. I'm not going to get into it.
Okay. Just saying.
That's a whole different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So, F Kim Davis and F the Supreme Court. Not Sonia Sotomayor. There's a couple good ones.
Yeah.
Ketanji, she's got some good ones. But Elena. We'll keep the ladies.
We'll keep the ladies. You know,
we're stuck with this court forever now. I don't even know. There's like just no way out of it, basically. We either sack the court or we put so much public pressure on the court to act like normal human beings that they have to change their ways.
Anybody could die. Anybody could die. Just because they're on the Supreme Court doesn't mean they're going to live to be 100.
Making a lot of noise.
She can make noise. She's a small child.
Oh, we're so mad that mommy took that. I know.
The nerve of her, Lily.
The little boo-boo. Lincoln calls them little boo-boos. He loves
little boo-boos. Them. I like that. Okay, so do we want to play the game?
Yes, play the game. There's a game. Okay. Win the game. Yay.
Okay, so we are going to see a word, and then we have to describe what we think the word means. Okay? So we have a test word.
It's supposed to be a young person word.
And I'm supposed to, well, show how I don't know what it means is what really this segment's about. So, okay, so let's see the first word. And the first word to come on the screen is slay. Now, I learned this from my daughter. So slay right now means that it's like a really good thing. Like you slay in those jeans or you slay or that slays, meaning it's like really cool or really good. Yes, so like in my, when I was growing up, slay would be something you would do with a dragon. You know, you would slay it. Something yes. A knight slay, would do.
Slay to me gives like La Roche Zendaya vibes. Like you slay in that outfit.
You slay. Yes, slay. Okay. So S-L-A-Y. And that is the example. And what is the answer, please? Definition. To be remarkably impressive.
You slayed your presentation. Whoever's saying that is not a cool person.
I didn't write that. It came from the internet.
The internet, this is why we shouldn't let AI.
Yeah, right, that's a different episode. Okay, all right. Let's go on to the next word.
So this is the real deal.
So this is the real deal now. Okay. All right. All right. The next word is IRL. So I would think that means in real life.
Yes. Also, isn't that like a search thing?
An IRL? Is that you mean like an online thing?
Yeah.
Like when you go to the internet?
Yes.
Yeah, I have no idea about that.
I don't know. I think in real life, right?
Okay, let's see what the answer is. IRL.
I'm going to be surprised if it's not that.
In real life. Yes, for the old people. Honestly, used to describe
looks better in real life than on the website. I'm
IRL. I don't know if I would have used that in that sentence, but yeah.
I don't know that I would use that at all, but go ahead.
Her hair looks better IRL than in that photo. Okay, go ahead.
Sus.
Sus. S-U-S? Sus.
I know this.
Sus?
Do you not know it? Oh, this is fun.
No, I don't know. It's sus. Like suspects? I have no idea what sus is.
That is correct. Suspect.
No.
Suspicious. Suspicious.
It's pretty good.
Sus.
Sus.
Would I say that in real life? Probably not, no, but I would understand.
Dave scored a 100 on his test but didn't study. That's super sus. Okay, first of all, if Dave scored 100 on anything, that would definitely be suspect. So, suspicious, yeah. I shouldn't diss him on his birthday. Okay, so sus. Okay, suspicious, super sus. All right. Yeah, I don't even know why you would not say suspicious, but okay. Sus.
Sus. Everything all right. Has to be short. We don't have time in Gen Z to say whole words. There's no time.
Okay. All right.
Understood the assignment.
Oh, it means like you did the right thing. Like I'm trying to find the way to describe this. Like, oh yeah, she understood the assignment. Like, she knew how to cover for one of her friends, or she like the assignment means you, it's something unspoken and you knew to do it. Is that true?
I guess. Again, this gives La Roche vibes for me. Like, you understood the assignment. Like, you really knew the vibe of
and
what
you went
this
with it.
Red carpet was going to be, and you nailed it, Zendaya. When someone delivers
a task beyond expectation, there you go.
I suppose. Any task.
So I did pretty good with that one. That was close.
Yes, that was good.
Okay. All right. All right.
Hopefully they're gonna get harder.
Yeah, let's see if they get harder. Maybe I'm just cooler than you think. Okay, go ahead. Menti B? That's what it's meant to be? I have no idea what Menti B means.
Yes, I know this one. Menti B is a mental breakdown. Like, I'm having a Menti B over these laboo-boos. Mental breakdown. Yep. If you don't have a rest from work, it will lead to burnout. We don't want any Menti bees to register.
If you're saying Menti bee, you deserve one. Like, really? Menti bee?
You're deep into a Menti bee if you're talking that way.
I've what? I've never had a Menti. Oh, please. 2024, like, let's, I would say breakdown. She's having a breakdown, but I would never say a Menti B. Okay, that one I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's not a fun one.
This is bobblehead.
Oh, look, she's having a Menti B.
Bobblehead from Uray. Don't bring it. I like it.
Bussin'?
Oh, I don't know this.
Bussin.
Okay, so in my day, when I was a bus girl, we were bussin' tables, but I don't think it's that. My second guess would be like bussin' out of those jeans, because you're stupid. But I really don't know.
Bussin'. In my, that would mean they don't have a car and it's the only other way of transportation.
Okay, wait,
We're gonna bus it down to the square or bus in to the
maybe you're like mall. Maybe it's like bustling. Like you're like going, you're like, you know, bussing through traffic.
This is sad. Okay.
Oh, no.
And the definition of bussing is the word describes food or beverages that taste very good and delicious.
What?
These cookies I just brought from the school cafeteria are bussing. No. What does that even mean?
Yeah, like, people.
Like, this food's bussin' good.
Do people
That's
really
not...
say that? Is that a real one?
Yes. This is for Gen Z Gen Alpha.
That's Gen Z Gen Alpha. What's Gen Alpha?
Lincoln. And Lily.
Really?
Lily's Alpha. Yeah, they're a whole new thing. You know,
oh, well,
I feel
as soon as she starts saying bussin', let me know.
The betas are going to have a complex, because telling someone they're generation beta is just setting them up to be insane.
Failures.
Crazy.
Second.
Maniacs.
Yeah. All right. No cap.
Oh. So I've heard this one. And I never understand what they're talking.
Okay. When I see no cap, like, I think all small letters, like, not no caps, like, not no capitals.
Okay. Lowercase.
I think no cap.
So I've heard it used in, like, Love Island. I think it means, like, no lies. Like, I'm telling the truth.
No cap.
Like, for real, man.
Like, I don't know that one at all. Okay. And being truthful and meaning that you say something genuinely. No cap. No cap. How's school today?
No one says that, but they'll be like, yo, I really love you, bro. No cap.
Yeah, that makes no sense. So
I don't understand.
I don't even get that one.
Is it short for something? Like, no, there's no cap on how much
there's
I like,
no
I
nothing. No, it's not. I don't even know what it means.
I don't like that one. We're not going to use that one. We're going to leave that one in Gen Z.
Yeah, amen.
Riz. I know this one. I know this one because of Zendaya. Again, that's the third time I've said her name, and I really hope I said it right.
I Yeah, I think my generation would have taken that as something somewhat sexual, so I'm not going to go with
like, I'm thinking of like
don't even say it
times with Riz.
So okay, I don't know what Riz is, and I'm okay with that. Yeah, Riz. I know, Lily, who knows what that means. R-I-Z-Z Riz, no clue.
Okay, I know this one.
All right, go on.
Riz is short for charisma and is used in the context of general coolness, and again to cite the king of fashion, maybe queen of fashion, La Roche, would say, like, oh, you know who's got a lot of riz is like Travis. They just did a photo shoot where La Roche brought in his Hermes bag for Travis to do a photo shoot in the swamp. And he was like, there was just nothing that was too much for Travis to do, or like that he thought he was too cool for. Like, he's got riz. Everybody that meets that guy seems to really like him.
Okay, so you were talking about what show? La Roche is on what show?
Oh, La Roche is everything. But do you not know who La Roche is?
I do. Isn't he the guy with the long hair that dresses Zendaya?
Okay, La Roche is a self-described image architect. He was on Legacy on HBO.
Right.
He's also on, I always
Next
say
Top
this
Model,
one,
right?
Project
no.
Project Runway.
Project One, right. That's it. I knew it was something like that. Yes.
And he styles just all the best. All the best.
Yes.
Zendaya for years and years, and they're very good friends. But yeah, he recently did Travis Kelsey. The football player guy that's dating Taylor Swift? Yes.
Okay.
And they did a photo shoot of him, oh no, in a swamp with La Roche's personal Hermes bag that he had his assistant fly in from LA because he liked Travis that much. So that's Riz.
Okay. Boy, that was a long explanation.
General coolness/charisma.
Okay. All right. And the answer is a shortened version of charisma. Very good, Carm. Bobby got the riz. See, no.
Bobby got the riz. He can have any girl he wants. No. Bobby
can't even go there.
Whoever wrote that sentence has zero riz.
He can have the girl he wants. What if he wants a guy? Whatever.
Oh, no. I don't know this one. I've heard this one too, and I don't know it.
Drip.
I feel like it's fashion related.
Okay, so a drip in our language meant somebody who was like kind of the opposite of riz, like had no charisma, like was just like a
scrub in the 90s.
Maybe, yeah. Like, yeah, just somebody who had no
with 90s
social stuff. I don't know. Yeah, that's what a drip is.
Sitting in the passenger side of his best friend's ride. No.
Okay, so what is a drip?
Went over everybody. No, I want to say it's like fashion coolness. Like
they're dripping?
I don't know. I really don't know how to use this.
Okay, what's drip? This word, somewhat surprisingly, sums up someone's stylish appearance or sense of fashion. That is not what it meant in my world.
That is kind of what I said. With his new Gucci shoes and designer shirt,
Michael has all the drip.
I guess. Yeah, I still wouldn't use that in a sentence. But I guess I would know what someone was talking about.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm fluent in Gen Z, but I can understand it.
Okay.
Skibbity. I've heard of this.
Skibbity. No, no idea. It's like bibbity bobbity boo. No clue.
I feel like this is a toilet thing. Now, I don't understand. I don't understand it. But the
wait. Skibbity?
And it's called Skibbity Toilet. And that's all I know about it. Is there a toilet in it? I don't know. I don't. But my nephews are into whatever that is. Do you know? Have you heard this?
Well, wasn't there... I could be really wrong on this. Wasn't there like a video and a song about this?
I don't know. I don't know. I missed this trend completely. I just got on TikTok 3 days ago. I still don't know. I still can't figure out how to get the song to play in a different spot from where the song is. I don't know.
Cool. I don't know what this word is.
All right, show us, Rob.
Cool, bad, or sometimes nothing.
It's just anything?
Sure.
Skibbity Toilet. Which is a YouTube video showing virtual heads singing in toilets. Oh, this is cool, I guess. Oh, it's cool or bad? I don't get it. It's an inside joke for those who are familiar with silly videos.
Wait, as of August 18th, 2025, how do you say that?
Skibbity?
Okay. Is now in the Cambridge Dictionary.
At least.
As well as Tradewife and Delulu? Is that how you say that? What is Delulu? What?
Right?
Tradwife. Tradwife?
There's no E in it.
Tradwife.
No, you're not a tradwife. You're a trad, like a traditional wife, like a homemaker.
But is that what that is?
Yeah. We should have done that one, I guess.
Okay, there's not supposed to be any. It's a trad wife. Okay, whatever. And what is a Delulu?
Delusional.
Delusional? Well, that one I could understand. Yeah.
That's all there is? It's going to be the last one.
I don't want to see the video.
What? Oh, look, it's Pikachu.
All right, the baby's crying. It's time to go to bed.
Oh my god, I'm so tired. All the time I'm tired. It's because I'm iron deficient and I had my period, and the world just does not accommodate the moon phases, even though half of the world would work better if we did structure society around the moon phases. But
you are preaching to the choir, honey.
Yeah.
Yes, because I am always exhausted. But then again, that has to do with our genetic disorder, too. But always tired. Always tired.
Thalassemia.
Thalassemia.
I have alpha. Some of you guys have beta. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know. All I know is I'm freaking tired all the time.
It's probably because
you cannot keep a secret. Oh.
You're
doubly fucked. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, yeah. I just.
Well, no. Okay. What about. No, don't say that.
She's
all right.
Dead.
My Mac's ready to shut off.
She doesn't care.
All right. So stay tuned for the next episode of Monsters.
Yes. Like and subscribe. Read to your kids. Please read to your kids. Please read to your kids.
And if you don't have anything else to do, just have somebody else read to your kids.
Yeah. Or like Miss Rachel can read to your kids. Put on a YouTube video. But
bless you.
What's the point of having kids if you're not going to read to them? It's like the whole best thing. Best part about having babies.
Okay. Babies. Signing off. Episode 1 of season bye-bye. 2 in the books.
Bye-bye.
Bye, baby. Love you.
See you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for Aunt Lala loves you.
Monster.